Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear. It's Pappies, and guess where we are? We're up here, to the left and right of your face. That's right, your ear canal. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
I'm Matthew. And I'm not going to lie to you, I didn't know we'd started. And it was only when I realised you'd adopted that tone that I zoned in. I was actually checking I'm having an argument with someone on Twitter.
Reception in listener dear's ear canal?
It's actually...
Do they have Wi-Fi?
You know what? Reception is fine. Reason has gone out the fucking window. If you'd like to have a chat with me on Twitter, please find me at Matthew Crosby.
Beautiful scenes. Well, listener dear, we've travelled all the way to your ear canal, all the way from the McCuntleth Comedy Festival, which is where this episode comes from.
Yes.
Ooh. What the a best, fun
but
festival.
Don't worry, we took our wellies off first.
We took our wellies off before we got in your ear canal, so don't worry.
Yes. Although maybe we put our wetsuits on.
Yeah.
Because of all this... Gooby wax.
Gooby wax.
Gooby, gooby, gooby wax wax.
I love Gooby wax. And
she's great.
She's written some great books on mental health, but so funny as well. I love her. She's brilliant.
For those that don't know, the McCuntleth Comedy Festival is the best comedy festival in the world.
It's fact. That's pretty much fact now, isn't it?
It happens every May. And we go and we record a couple of flat slams. This was the first one. It has incredible guests. Phil Wang and Amy Annette.
Yeah, and it's got some... It's got a very fun literary game, which I remember taking a very long time.
Now, this is a game that I think will one day become the panel show that makes us millionaires.
Do you think so?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So don't worry, listener dear. We've patented it, we've trademarked it, and we've locked it down. I don't understand how...
No, I was going to say, Tom, we've not done any of those things.
Right.
But we are, in saying that today, we have done it.
Great.
Right? That's how it works.
Great.
That's
I think so. Works. All we need to do is just mail this podcast to ourselves.
Absolutely.
Send it to the PO box.
Send it to the PO box, guys. And by the way, do be honest.
Listen, just please do be... It's all we ask, be
For
honest.
Goodness
all
sake,
we ask
guys,
is be honest. Well, keep listening to these podcasts. If you'd like to join the Patreon, join the Patreon. It's patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. Find us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook, but most of all, enjoy this episode and recommend it to your friends.
God bless. Sorry for saying God bless.
It's all right. Do you know what? We'll cut that bit out. Tom!
Ben! What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it,
buddy?
Well, one of you two has got to book the Airbnb that we stay in whilst we're performing here at the Mac Comedy Festival.
Whoa!
Well, it's not going to be me. I had a terrible experience once where a sentient Volkswagen Beetle with number 54 on the front drove into me with one of Henry VIII's wives in it, Miss Boleyn, and it was Herbie and B. Herbie and B.
That's good, strong stuff.
And it broke my pelvis.
Was it 54 on the front? I feel like it was 53.
Oh!
I feel like it was.
It was Herbie's brother.
Do you know what? I don't think that was what the problem with the joke was.
Oh.
I don't think it was everyone's going, oh, I'm pretty sure it's a different number.
Interesting you thought there was a problem with that joke.
Interesting you thought it was a joke. Clarky, what about you? Are you going to solve this problem for us today?
No, I'm not. Airbnbs give me the absolute arsehole. I can't get my head around them. What's the second B? I've been to loads. You don't get a fucking breakfast.
It's a very good point.
What the hell's going on?
It's a very good point.
What's the second B stand for? This Bullshit's what it stands for.
Wow.
This goes all the way to the top.
Absolutely.
Fuck those guys.
Yeah.
Well, if you're not going to solve it, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a Flash Hair Slowdown!
Flash Hair Slowdown! Flash Hair Slowdown! Flash
Hair
Slowdown!
Hello and welcome to Flash Hair Slowdown, the panel show that says, if I could make a wish, I think I'd pass. Can't think of any...
thing I need. No cigarettes, no sleep, no light, no sound. Nothing to eat, no books to read. Sometimes all I need is the Airbnb and to love you. All I need is the Airbnb, yes, to love you. All I need is the Airbnb. I'm the host of Landlord, Matthew Crosby.
Yes.
We are live. We're actually live here at the McCutcheon Comedy Festival. And while they're under my reddy roof, they'll be following my demented rules. Let's say hello to the tenants, Tom Parry and yes. Benedict Clark.
Hello! Hey. There's always my favourite moment during a Flat Slam record where you identify someone in the audience who's never been to one of these records before, who's looking like, what the fuck am I listening to? Madam, that was a perfect expression. Just thinking, what am I? What is this? Is this? What is this?
I think she was moved by my wonderful voice.
It was very beautiful, actually.
It's not
it was
a, it's
lovely.
Actually, why do I hide my light under a bushel? What? Fuck comedy. I'm just going to go singing. Just going to do singing from now on. Fly me to the moon.
Oh, wow.
And let me. We don't have the rights to that, unfortunately. So, so obviously, booking the Airbnb.
Yes.
It's not a solo venture. Who have you brought along as your references this week? Tom?
Everyone, bad news. The Jamboree's in danger.
No!
Yes! Oh. We've been hung out to dry for not having enough bloody women in the Jamboree. For some reason, they had a problem with my attitude. I couldn't understand it. So, decided to find out what women want. I got my most right-on feminist friend in the whole world.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hashtag Jamboree 2. It's
love.
Amy Annette!
Yay!
It's Amy Annette.
Hello.
Woo!
Amy, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Apologies for your teammate.
No. Comedy audiences love angry feminists. I've learned that the hard way. thrilled to be here. Thank you for having me.
Are you a good flatmate? What kind of a flatmate are you?
I'm quite a good flatmate. I lived for a long time with my brother and a friend from university, and I definitely treated my friend from university so much better than my brother.
It's tricky with family, though, isn't it?
Well, there's an honesty with family that I actually kind of enjoyed. Like, you can tell someone what's wrong with them when you're related to them in a way that you are not allowed to when they're just your friend.
What, like diabetes?
Yeah.
So what... Well, let's get into it.
Sure, I'd love to.
What was wrong with your brother? What was the sort of major problem you had with him?
Well, lovely boy, lovely, great guy. Younger. That's number one. That's my number
no
one
No way
issue.
He's going to change that.
Well,
that's
he
not
should.
His fault.
Well, is it not his fault? He had lots of young, cool male friends who would come and hang out.
That sounds great.
No.
I'm surprised I wasn't invited for the call-up.
my main problem was, like, when you come home from work, you want to chill. I wanted to be bras off, okay? I wanted to be bra... Thank you, one lady.
Yes, right.
I wanted to be bra off the minute I came in the door.
Of course.
And when there's like a motley crew of sort of 26-year-old boys, they're not ready for that jelly. So it just sort of... I got a bad back. That's what my problem is. And I blame on my brother.
Well, listen, don't stand on ceremony. If you at any stage want to whip the bra off, just go for it. Just go for it,
thank
please.
You. I will.
I do feel so safe and supported, but I would say for the listening audience, someone saying, I got the most right-on feminist I know, and a man immediately afterwards being like, take your bra off.
That's what we'll do.
Once it's off, burn it. That's what we meant.
Yes.
Thank you, Ben.
Feminism is hard. Now.
And so am I.
Oh, Parry! Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Turns out that's okay. Clarky, who have you brought along with you?
Oh, I've brought my very good friend of a friend. It's Phil Wang! Hey.
Phil Wang!
Did you say... I heard you say bought. You bought...
I bought you.
Yeah, this is a trafficking thing going on.
Yeah. Oh, God, out the frying pan into the fucking fire.
Start singing, Crosby, quick.
Okay, yes. Sometimes. So, Phil, thank you very much for coming on the show. Are you a regular Airbnb-er?
Yeah.
Do you like Airbnbs? Do you feel relaxed there?
Is it a bra off situation is what I'm asking?
Bras on, that's how I relax.
All right.
I just like to feel supported for once.
Sure.
It's like a hug you give yourself. A very thin hug, a bit too high up.
That was the first slogan, wasn't it? That big picture of Eva Watsachops, and it said, it's a hug you give yourself, but a bit too high up. Boys.
We've met our contestants, but let's find out who is going to get the full five stars would recommend as we play round one.
I am Lorden. You found my humble abode that you booked on the website. Come in and prepare to have a lovely stay. Be my guest, be my guest. Come and stay inside my nest. Yes, I'm still here in my house and I can tell that you are stressed. My name's Steve, I won't leave. On that chair I've made a weave. Let me tell you about the area. Meet my goldfish, her name's Sarah. Your room's here for the night. It's mine too, oh yes, that's right. It's all right there in the small print that you checked. We're going to share a bed. I'm going to give you head. Oh, be my guest, be my guest. Airbnb's the best. Oh no, here's the police. I'm arrested.
So round, yes, why not? Round one. Round one is called Hair R&B. Now the rules are...
Fucking hell. Even by our standards.
So the rules are simple. I'm going to ask each player to sing about either a hairy thing or someone famous for their hair to the tune of an R&B banger of my choosing. Now the teammate has to guess who or what they're singing about. Points will be awarded for correct guesses and for being too bootylicious for my baby. Points will... I'll say this now. This is more for Tom than he was. Points will be deducted for R. Kelly. So... Ben, I think you're going to go first. The tune you're going to cover is Destiny's Child, Say My Name. And here is the hairy thing or person you're singing about. Phil, can you guess what Ben is singing about? Play that music. Turns out Ben doesn't recognise the tune. Put the look on his face.
Look at my hair, look at my hair. Yes, it's very hairy. You should be wary. I am very large. Look at my hair, look at my hair. Oh, look at my feet also. They make an imprint that is very scary. Look at my hair, look at my hair. Oh, look at my hair, look at my hair. Yes, it's very hairy. I am very large. Look at my big shoulders. Look at my hair. Look at my hair. I've got big teeth and wander through forests. Look at my hair, please. Look at my hair. Look at my hair. Look at I may hair. Be mythical. You won't know for sure. Look at my hair. Look at my hair. Look at my hair.
Yes. Yeah. You know what?
Did I mention that you should look at my hair?
Well,
at any point doing that?
I was going to say, Phil, this could all have been over much quicker if you just looked at his hair, mate. Have you got any idea who Ben was singing about there or what Ben was singing about?
Bigfoot.
Yes! It was Bigfoot! Absolutely smashed it. So that's a point for correct Bigfoot. And I think for the song, out of a possible 10, I've got to give you a slightly panicked 7. 7 points
I'll
there.
I'll take that.
You should take it. Amy, you are up next. The tune you must cover is TLC's No Scrubs. Here is the hairy thing or person you're going to be singing about. Tom, can you guess what Amy is singing about to the tune of TLC's No Scrubs? Hit it.
Yes. I am a woman and I am cool, and I'm a mother of three children. I do what I want, but my husband is always playing around with me. So, oh, I will do your shopping. Oh, I will do your shopping.
Look at my hair, look at my hair.
She doesn't shop. I am a mother and my husband is a bit of a fool. He is always drinking in the pub. It's a tavern, I don't know the name, and he has two friends. One is black and one is white. They work at the nuclear power station. And did I mention I have three kids? And I have two sisters, and they are always smoking. And my hair is cool, my hair. hair is great. My hair is really my thing.
Yes! Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Very good.
Yeah,
I really felt
at no point did you actually say that you should look at the hair. I think that would have been really key to it.
You haven't given him
look
a lot of clues.
There you go.
Parry, any idea?
That was amazing.
That was fantastic.
Marge Simpson.
It was, in fact, Marge Simpson,
fantastic,
correct.
Fantastic stuff.
You get the point for that, and there is absolutely no way I can't give that the full 10 out of 10. Fantastic.
Oh, yes, please.
Amy Annette there. Strong, strong work.
Can't argue.
So, Phil, your tune is going to be Outkast's Hey Ya. Here is your hairy thing or person. Ben, can you guess what Phil is singing about?
Yes.
You think you got it, but what I got is lots of hair. Hair all over me. Oh, I'm a lovely boy. I live in Scotland. I've got lots of hair, but also I make milk.
Very strong. Very strong. Have you got any idea, Ben, what Phil was singing about there?
Well, first of all, I loved how much he talked about the hair.
Yeah.
I think as a team, we've really got that down.
You've got to play your audience.
Yeah, that's it.
But have you worked out the correct answer?
Is it Highland Cow?
It is a Highland Cow, so absolutely nice. Right. Yes. And I'm going to give...
Good choice.
I think I'm going to give Phil 8 out of 10 there for the singing.
Yes.
Lovely stuff. Thomas, would you like to close us off strong? You are going to perform your version of Shaggy's Mr. Bombastic.
Oh, no.
Probably, do you know what, Tom? Probably in your own voice.
Oh, no.
That's the way I'm seeing it.
Okay. Okay.
Tom's just remembering what his own voice sounds like as his mind goes a blank. Ready to go?
I think so. Burp.
I like the way... What I like about Thomas, he's trying to find the pitch before he's even heard the tune. Where am I going to pitch this? Yeah, about there. Okay, Maestro, will you play?
Oh, here we go now. Let's not get offensive, please. Let's all just have a nice time. Here we go. Oh, I'm on the floor.
He's on the floor already.
I'm on the floor. I'm lying on the floor. You tread on me and look at me no more. Oh, I've got some hair. Where on the floor? Look at me one more. Ooh. Yes, there's a rug, but I'm not the rug. I am bigger for sure. More of me on the floor. And there is a chair, but that's got nothing to do with anything. Why am I mentioning the chair? Look on the floor. Oh, yes, cause it's the 70s. I am happy. I feel nervous about the accent. Oh, wow. Look again on the floor. Smooth.
Wowee.
It's of course the natural progression from look at my hair to look at the floor.
Have you got any idea what Tom was singing about there? Singing is a strong word.
Certainly a rug. But thank you. But I'm not sure what kind. I don't know if it's because I was born in the 80s. I was just trying to get some sort of sympathy, but I don't know why I said I was young. That never works. A shag pile carpet?
I'm going to get yes, a shag carpet, yes. Yeah. It was Shaggy with a shag carpet.
Yeah. Came out of nowhere.
Yes, thank you.
So you get the point for that. And Tom, what am I going to give you?
Goes all the
10?
Way up to 11, baby.
I mean, technically that's true. The scoring system does, but... I'm afraid your score isn't going to go all the way up to 11. I'm going to give you a cool 7 out of 10. Oh, 7 out of 10
I'll
there for
it.
Tom.
Really good.
So there we go. Yes.
I mean, the audience don't agree. The audience are voting with their hands.
The people have had enough to say. At the end of that round, producer Gwyn, can you tell us the scores, please?
Yes, Ben and Phil have 17, and Tom and Amy have 18.
Ooh. Oh, so Tom and Amy are in the lead, but it's still up in the Airbnb as we play round two. It's Flat Games!
Yes!
Games! Let's play together. Games! Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there. Do as you're told. Games! If you lose, you get nothing. Games! If you win, you get gold.
Gold! 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 Listen to that! That's the sound of a movement! You're listening, TV? Put us on!
So this is Flat Games, where this time we're going to be playing our version of Hangman, which we are calling Bangman. Now, before you grubby little perverts start tugging away at your egg and chips, it's...
egg and chips.
It's actually a game about literature, all right? So hands where we can smell them. I'm going to give each player the name of a book. Now, that player has to get their teammate to guess the title using only sounds. All right? Only sounds. Now, if you can convey it in one sound, you get 5 points. Two sounds. I mean, that's a sound. Tom, technically that is a sound, but I tell you what, find out what the book is you're doing first before you start making the sounds. That might be the...
You're doing Shaggy
can
again.
Can it be narrated by Shaggy?
No, not after last time.
They caught me on the floor. Mr. Ishmael.
Can we...
I'd listen to it.
Yeah. If you can convey it in one sound, you get 5 points, two sounds, 4 points, three sounds, 3 points, and down we go from there. So, for example, if mine was a book, I could go... And if they didn't get it, I could go... And if they still didn't get it, I could go... Which would, of course, be Mein Kampf. So, Tom, you are up first. Amy.
Yes.
Would you please put on this blindfold?
Of course.
To heighten your sense of hearing, but also because Tom's probably going to move his arms around and give the game away. Tom, here is your book title. And for the audience here and the listener at home, but not for any of the contestants, here is what Tom is attempting to convey with sounds.
A Tale of Two Cities.
Yeah, tricky. Okay, so, remember Tom?
I feel for you, buddy.
If you can do it in one, you get 5 cool points, all right?
I imagine I'm going to be trying for 4 points.
Okay, all right, sure, okay. Sure, here we go. Sound number one from Tom Parry.
Yeah!
Wait, I tell you...
Yeah!
Okay, yeah. I'll take a yeah, but no actual words, all right?
That was okay. Word.
It was getting dangerously close to an actual...
Yeah.
Okay. What? Wait, hang on a second. Which one are you picking? Yeah or what?
What?
What? Okay, you're going with what?
What?
Amy, can you strack yeah from the record, okay? We go with what, okay?
What? What? Right.
Amy, any guesses?
Imagine if she got it.
Watership Down.
I know everyone goes, oh, so close.
Oh, it was a book. It was a book.
Oh,
a book.
It was Watership Up, but we're going to give it to you.
The sound of Watership going up.
Second clue, second sound from Mr. Thomas Parry. Let's hear it. I see what you're doing.
Okay. Let me give you two.
Whoa. Okay, yes. Wah. Yes.
That was
the
one.
Okay, that was the first one.
Wah.
Amy. Amy.
What's this amazing game, is he's done so well there, and still...
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
This game was such a good idea in the pub, wasn't it? We thought, this is going to be great.
Such a strong idea.
Is it as problematic as it sounds?
No.
Okay.
Not quite, no.
Okay. It sounds like the beginning of What is it good for?
A lovely bit of Edwin Starr there, yeah.
Oh, good God.
Oh, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again.
Oh, my God. Can I have a third sound?
Yes, have a third sound. I mean, I've got no idea what you're going to do, Tom, so this is going to be a revelation to all of us.
Ding, ding, hustle, bustle, hustle, bustle, ding, ding, hustle, bustle.
Ding, ding, hustle, bustle. Do you think I came down in the last shower, mate? Okay. Ding, ding, hustle, bustle.
Ding, ding, hustle, bustle. So ding, ding, hustle,
that's basically three words.
Wah! Ding, ding, hustle, bustle, ding, ding, hustle, bustle.
All right, I'm going to allow you ding, ding, hustle, bustle. Thank because you. It's such a tricky one, this one.
Ding, ding, hustle, bustle.
Can I have any clues about the book, like time frame?
Time frame. It'd probably take you about 17 hours to read. Depends how fast a reader you are.
If it helps, Amy, I've seen what the book is, and after hearing Tom's noises, I've forgotten.
Wah!
Ha! Wah!
Okay.
Ha! Ding, ding, hustle, bustle. Ding, ding, hustle, bustle. Ding, ding, hustle, bustle.
It sounds a bit like a sort of dismissive French person, the second oui. Sound. Okay.
Oui.
And
wah! And that, wah!
Oh, the Pink Panther? No. No. Okay. So, okay. Dismissive French person, hustle bustle of the city.
Yes!
Oh, yes.
Down and out in Paris and London.
Oh, no! I mean, that
Paris
really is...
and London, you said in that.
Okay.
Interesting. Paris and London was your guess. You said Paris and
yes.
London.
Yes, Tom.
Interesting.
Yes,
guess you
Tom.
Said two different...
Oh, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba!
A Tale of Two Cities.
It is A Tale of Two Cities!
Yeah.
I am going to give you for that, I think, 2.5 points, I think I'll give you for that. But well done, Tom. That was hard. Oh, Phil.
Because they normally get harder. That's kind of the way it normally goes.
Yeah. Great. So, Phil, you're up next. Here is your book.
The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay, now, Ben, can you guess... What Phil? Yes, you can. Good. He's ready to guess. Can you guess what book Phil is trying to do using only his God-given mouth trumpet? Phil, let's have the first sound, please, for 5 points.
Enjoy that.
I mean, it was good.
Nice.
It was
a strong sound.
There was a murmur from the audience that suggested we've got a real A-star player here.
Could have gone with Woof, but I thought
exactly. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Well, Woof's a word, so you'd have been disqualified.
Woof is a word, and so is Ding Ding Hustle Bustle, right, mate? So
no, it's a soundscape.
It's not a fucking soundscape. You're not Brian Eno, all right?
Ding Ding Hustle Bustle is a state of fucking mind, all right?
State of your fucking mind. Right. Any ideas?
Jungle Book.
It is not the Jungle Book.
Famous for its
famous
dogs.
Dog.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, the boy who was raised by dogs.
Sounded
that's
like
what
an ape.
Say about the
it
jungle
sounded
book.
Like ape. He didn't even get it. Was so stop giving him bloody clues. Clark, he thought it was a book about apes. Thought it was gorillas in the mist. Okay. Phil, a second noise from you, please.
So the first one was.
Ben, you're regressing. Ben, you're regressing.
And the next noise is.
This is how you play. This is how you play. Lovely stuff.
Have I already said the Jungle Book?
It's not the Jungle Book.
No.
Talk us through what you think you can hear.
Yeah,
I think I can hear a dog.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And what's the other sound?
And a guy like approving of something?
I mean, we basically all sort of made the noise. That, again, it's
indecision.
Interesting.
Oh, okay.
Third noise?
Third noise, please. Yes, by the way, I host the show.
Sorry.
Okay. I'm rearranging the order of the first two sounds.
You absolutely can. That is, okay. That is your privilege.
So the first two in the new order are... And the third noise is...
This is gorgeous work. It really is a privilege to watch somebody at the top of their game. Yeah.
You just have to care, Matthew. That's just, all it is.
Exactly.
You just
and it shows you care, yeah. Phil. It really does. Yeah. It really shows you care. Clarky.
I feel really bad about this because I think he's doing a great job. But I only know one book.
And it's not
and
the,
it's
jungle.
The Jungle Book.
It's not the Jungle Book, mate.
Okay, wait.
Okay, was that a pigeon?
No.
Yeah. It's not a book about a pigeon that befriends some apes, Clarky.
Oh, it's an owl.
Tom, it's the opposing team.
Ding, ding, Hasselbus.
Stop. let Tom's incredibly okay. accurate impression there be struck from the record.
Okay.
But yeah,
I will ignore that.
We're all in this together. That's how it feels.
At this stage, I think we are, yeah. Okay. Any ideas, Clarky? Talk us through it again.
Do the three noises, Wang.
Again, Tom, I'm hosting the show.
I'm involved.
I know, but if I ask Clarky to do something, don't then ask Phil to do something at the same time, all right? That's why there's one host, not three. Jesus Christ.
Can I have a go?
Okay. So, talk us through, I tell you what, talk us through what you think you've got so far, Clarky.
What I think I hear is like someone being like, I approve or I, no.
No.
I don't know about this.
Tom, don't say yes or no. That's not how the game works.
And there's a dog and there's an owl.
Yeah. Mm.
And the order does matter here. I have to say, I cannot stress enough. The order here matters. So it's...
Ooh.
To... to...
Tom, if you make one more noise... It's a very good owl. There's no debating it's a good owl.
Ding, ding, hustle, bustle.
Clarky, I'm going to... any ideas? You can do another noise if you like. I don't know what you would do.
The noise of a book.
Oh, it's a book!
The noise of a book and a theatre adaptation.
Book of Mormon? I don't know, guys. I'm sorry, I don't know.
Would you like to tell him what it was you were trying to do?
It was 50 Shades of Grey. No. You know when he gets the owl in.
It was, of course, the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime. Oh, of course it was.
Oh, it's hard.
Read it, seen it.
Amy, it's your turn, and for everybody's information, but not our panellists, here is the title of the film that Amy will be a-hooting and a-hollering to get Parry to guess the name of. Here it is.
Moby Dick.
Okay. Amy, your first noise, please.
Oh.
I like the way Tom has written it down, despite the fact he's wearing a blindfold. He's written down, okay.
Is it the Bible? So it's like a bite or a chomp.
Sure, yes, yeah.
So you're chomping on something. Biting. You're biting or you're chomping down on something?
Oh. All right, Tom, yes.
That's is it, not unhelpful.
It's not. Is it rude?
No.
We're making it
rude.
Hello.
We're making it rude.
Is it I Love Dick? That's a book, isn't it?
No.
Can I have another sound, please?
Yes, another sound. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're very close. You're incredibly close. You're slightly further away now. Oh, actually, oh, that's good. That is actually good.
Can we get the audience all to do it at the same time?
Yeah.
Can we have all the...
I do feel more relaxed. All I need is some scented candles in a Radox bath, and that, for me, is bliss. Ooh, that was a good one as well.
The silence of the lambs.
It's not... I don't know what lambs you're listening to, but that is...
Ooh, whales. Ah. Whales. It sounds like whale song.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Whale.
Yes.
I love whale's dick.
Well, that's basically the title, yeah, but you're almost there.
Moby Dick.
It's Moby Dick. Was in fact Moby Dick. 3 points to you there. Congratulations. Now, okay. So, finally, Ben.
The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Here we go. Okay. Clarky, first sound, please.
Do you want my second sound?
No.
Let him let him guess, because this could be a full five-pointer straight away.
So this is a similar home to earlier, or a different home?
It's a home. That's all you need to know. It's a.
I'm just so continuing that train of
He's
thought.
He's chewing it
That's
over.
Also good. That's good.
Is it Eat, Pray, Love? Mm.
Ooh. It isn't. Let's hear another sound, please.
Okay, here's my second sound.
This is like one of those tactical frames of snooker. We're in a safety battle here. You just got it back to the bulk cushion. I've been watching a lot of snooker this week.
I mean, everyone made a sound like that was helpful. But
it was very helpful.
It was very helpful. Again, bear in mind, we all know the answer. So what? Talk us through the process here, Phil. What are you hearing?
I'm hearing 2 bites.
Okay, what does that make you think of?
Cookbook.
Cookbook? Oh, not a cookbook necessarily. Not a cookbook.
Okay.
But you're in the right territory. It was 2 bites.
So it's about food.
It is about food.
Can you give another noise, Clarky?
Yeah,
I can. Page 3.
These are
I know you're wearing a blindfold, but it really looks like you're giving me the evil eye right now.
You can see those raised eyebrows under that blindfold. Wiggle.
It is...
What is it?
Black Beauty eating carrots.
What about?
No, but...
Oh, it's a bit Hungry like... Caterpillar.
Yeah. Oh, Tom!
Not bad. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna give you... Oh, what am I going to give you? I'm going to give you 2.5 for that there.
Thank you.
Wiggle is very much the spiritual heir to Ding Ding Hustle Bustle.
It very much is.
And it's a remix.
What we've established from this is that Tom has got no clue the difference between words and sounds. He's just got no... No differentiation. Wiggle is a word. You can't say wiggle.
What is a word?
Should we play another
round? Sound
rant?
With a thought.
With that
See
in
my solo show. It's full of sounds.
Groans.
Hello, it's Matthew here. If you are enjoying this episode and especially the contribution made by the wonderful Amy Annette, then she has her own podcast, which you may want to listen to. It's called What Women Want, and it is a new comedy conversation podcast where comedians talk about and find the funny in misadventures, misunderstandings, and misogyny involved in being a woman. It's hosted by Amy, and it features different comics and different topics every time. It's also, just like Flatshare Stand Down, recorded live. I think that's where the the similarities end with Flatshare Slam Down. And upcoming guests in this series include Rose Matafeo, Sarah Pascoe, Lolly Adefope, Ashton B, Desiree Birch, Josie Long, Mae Martin, Bisha K. Ali, Nish Kumar, James A. Castor, Phil Wang, and many more. Three names notable in their absence from that. Get us on. Get us on, Amy. We know what women want. Sort of. Okay, enjoy the podcast and enjoy the rest of Flatshare Slam Down. Bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow. Time for another round. And
another that, one.
That distant
Seven
rounds to go, guys. That distant mooing could only mean one thing. It's Beef Brothers.
Whoa.
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers, sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a Flatshare-based beef. And today's one comes from Elizabeth, who is in the audience. Elizabeth writes, my husband thinks I use too many condiments, and that if he brings a selection to the table, I always get up and choose one that he hasn't thought of.
Oh.
Okay, interesting beef here. So, Amy and Tom, you are on Elizabeth's side. Phil and Ben, you are on her husband's side. Now, can I ask, what, does your husband have a name?
Yeah, Peter.
Peter. Is Peter here?
He is, yeah.
Hello, Peter. Hello. Okay, so Peter, Phil and Ben, you're on Peter's side. Okay, does anybody have any questions they would like to ask? We'll start with Elizabeth. We might ask Peter some questions as well. Any questions you'd like to ask of Elizabeth? Anybody at all?
Elizabeth, hi. Amy Annette. So how many condiments are in your house?
I'd say 10.
10?
Great amount of condiments.
Yeah. Really good.
Really
strong
good.
Amount.
Gosh.
Mustard?
Maybe. Oh, Peter says it's more.
So more?
Maybe.
Peter, how many would you think it would be?
10's quite small. I would say like 20.
20?
He's too many.
10 is a lot of condiments. Yeah.
I think 10's about right.
What? What kind of condiments are we talking? Mayo, ketchup,
yeah, chili sauce.
Yeah.
Then all sorts of chili sauces.
Of course, you've got to have a range of sauces. Yeah. Yeah. Sriracha. Relish. You've got sriracha in there.
Sriracha. Got to have a bit of sriracha. You know, also there's one we call the death sauce.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you have any Nando sauces?
No.
Treat yourself. Very nice. Any questions here for Elizabeth?
You've got mustard.
Yes.
Yellow mustard.
Lots of different types of mustard.
Yellow mustard. You've got the brown sauce.
Yeah.
You got ketchup like, red. Yeah. I've been watching a lot of snooker this week. Just trying to pick
Mary Rose, the pink.
Lovely.
Oh, Mary
Rose. Soy, this is very important. Soy?
Well, we have it, but I actually don't use soy.
Okay.
I'm leaving. It's going to be a pleasure to take you down.
Peter very kindly puts out condiments.
Yes.
But you always... He never gets it quite right.
Yeah.
So you have to go and get... the right condiment for the right meal.
Yeah, that's right.
So Peter's kind of like, he's trying to please you, but
well, this is conjecture.
I'm just asking a question here. Do you think your husband is trying to please
you? No, you're leading.
But he isn't getting it right.
Sustained.
You're not allowed to say sustained. That's not how the court works. We'll answer that later, okay?
Okay.
Peter, could you talk...
I've got a great question. Who cooks?
Yeah. We both do.
Interesting.
Okay.
Who sets the table, Peter?
It depends.
It's 2019, Harry.
Wow, fascinating.
Who eats?
And do you work? Fascinating. Wow.
Peter, can you talk us through this particular scenario? Is interesting to me that you insist that if you bring a selection of condiments to the table, it's always missing the wrong one. Can you talk us through a scenario a bit like that, please, Peter?
It's It's not that I'm getting it wrong. It's more like she's trying to catch me out.
Ooh. She's trying to catch up you out?
Yeah, that's how it feels.
No one?
So have you noticed that she will go up intentionally to pick a new sauce that obviously doesn't go with the meal? So like you're having porridge and
she... Here we go. Here's the rub right here.
Can you give us an example, Peter, of a time when a completely incongruous sauce was brought into the mix? Liam Perrin's on
porridge. They kind of all roll into one. I can't think
it's just one horrible blur by now.
I feel like Elizabeth is like a new Blumenthal. She's checking things out. She's making things work.
You can say this in your your minutes. Which, in fact, let's get
Elizabeth. Would you describe any of your condiment preferences as being odd? Like, what's the weirdest kind of condiment kind of combo you go for?
Do you call pickled cabbage a condiment? Can we do that?
The microphone says no, apparently. That's how offended it is. Pickled cabbage, like jarred pickled cabbage.
Yeah.
Is it a condiment?
Sauerkraut.
I think that's more, I think it's more of a relish. I think it's more of a relish.
Okay. Well, I do like to have that with shepherd's pie, and I also like to have ketchup with shepherd's pie.
You've got ketchup and sauerkraut on your shepherd's pie.
Yeah. Wow. That's good. It's sour.
Her taste is not in court today, my friend.
No, that's true. Her taste is not on trial. Correct, Amy. Well,
Have you ever put Tabasco on an avocado?
Oh, my God.
How good's that?
Very good.
Great.
Do you know what? Whack on a little bit of Himalayan sea salt as
Baby.
Mamma mia. That's an avocado right there.
Yeah. Talk to me about salt.
Apologise to any Germans in the audience tonight. Don't carry it away.
Is pepper involved?
Always.
It's got to be
always.
Involved.
Plenty of pepper.
Pepper's always involved.
Basic.
It is basic. Yeah. It's one of the key two, isn't it?
Yeah.
Alongside salt.
So Elizabeth, you've got exotic tastes, and Peter is kind of mundane.
Okay. Again, you will get your chance. Okay, we're going to stop this now. I'm going to start the case. Hopefully, there's enough information for our team to make their cases.
How did you meet?
Tom.
This is a good question.
No, Tom. One more word out of you, you'll be in contempt of court. He's got me on a technicality!
Bustle!
Ding, ding!
Okay, Amy, I'm going to call upon Amy now to begin the case for the prosecution. Amy, you have 1 minute to make your case, starting now.
Oh, it is my great pleasure to be here today with my friend Elizabeth, a friend worth all, I would say. She has charmed us with her tale of experimenting with new culinary ideas. Like, who amongst us does not enjoy hearing of a woman going home after a hard day's at work and thinking, you know what would go with this tomato? Mustard, yes, but also sriracha. Okay. And here's her husband, a nice man, I'm sure, trying his best. Of course, but Elizabeth doesn't seek to do him down. She doesn't want to catch him out. She wants to bring him up. She wants to take him with her to this land of culinary delights. I wish I had someone in my life who would bring me to the new pastures of different types of salt. I bet Elizabeth has more than two types of salt. She seems like a salty gal. Like, I'm excited to be in the presence of this genius, and I'm insulted, nay, horrified that this court should sit and listen to this slander. Thank you. I rest my case.
Oh, yes. Superb work, Dan. Superb. Very strong opening there. Very strong opening there from Amy Annette. Will we have an equally strong opening from Phil Wang?
I'm not feeling great about my chances. Just okay. Sort of Pete applauding Amy's.
Okay, here we go. You have 1 minute beginning now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I think the jury. So, Pete, our friend Pete, speaks to a different time, an older time, a better time. A time when what you had was enough. When things could live and die by their own merit. When we would value life by life itself, not by the accoutrements upon which we throw, but the essence of existence. And what Elizabeth is trying to do is to drown out the senses of life with noise. Sauce is just a noise taste. And it is a shame that Elizabeth can't see that for Peter, the food in front of him is enough, and Elizabeth herself is enough.
Woo! mean, what a way with words. Sauce is a noise taste. Greg Wallace doesn't give you that.
Okay. That is something that Greg Wallace would say.
Yes. Peter and Elizabeth. Elizabeth and Peter, how do you think it's going so far?
I feel well represented.
Great. And Peter agrees.
I think Phil pulled it back at the end, actually.
Yeah. It was very strong. It's everything to play for, though, as we ask Tom. Now, Tom, are you going to do this as yourself?
Or... No, I'm going to be doing it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel.
Oh, aye.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen, presiding and providing. Your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we heard a lot of big noises over there from them lawyers from the city. Hell, they roll into town talking about noise sauce. Hell. Round here, we simple folk. We know what we like. Hell, I recognize some of you from the bakery. We're a one bakery town. Town built on a bakery. Small bakery to build a town on. Yet here we all are. Hell. Let me tell you a little story now, pertains to what we've been watching here today. Remind you of a little fella you right remember there, goes by the name of John Bond. Remember John Bond?
John Bond?
John Bond.
Not to be confused with the footballer.
No. Not the guy who had several of them, no. Just the one for John Bond.
Jovi.
No. John Bond, you probably remember him. Best line dancer this town ever did see. Remember that? Monday nights, fiddle and pegs. We play the fiddle and the pegs.
He was fiddling pegs on Monday
no,
nights.
No, no, no. You play the fiddle, play the pegs. John Bond would dance you a square step. Hell, he'd cut that board. He'd do-si-do. He'd be weaving in and out. Dancing the line, John Bond, every Monday. Till that fateful night, you probably remember. She walked into town. Red dress, black heels, tango instructor. John Bond never tangoed in his life. But when he locked eyes with that lady from Chile.
Chile?
Well,
home with the tango.
The beat wasn't the only thing doing the rumba. They danced all night. John Bond won't line dancing no more. Took him up to the hill. Let's tango all night. John Bond. His heart exploded.
Oh, God! No!
He was 79. Some people aren't built to tango. Those people need to stick to their line dancing. John Bond. No further questions, y'all.
That's great.
Oh my goodness. So, finally, Clarkey, your minute to conclude the case for the defence begins now.
Well, I'm glad we're in the church for this, because I really feel like it's one of the big issues. You know, Pete here says, he goes to the fridge, says maximum 10. He's there, he journeys up, like going up a mountain to bring back these 10 essential condiments. And I think 10 is all we need, right, guys? Just 10 essential commandments.
5 seconds.
Brought down from the mountain by Pete. In a lot of ways, Pete is the word of God.
Okay, all right, that's your time there, Clarkey. That's your time. It was a compelling argument. I didn't understand it, but it was compelling. Now, I can't adjudicate Beef Brothers because I'm a too proud man with a sinful heart, so instead...
Did Tom get more time? I feel like Tom got a bit more time.
No, he got a minute. So instead, Phil, like I said before the show, if you pull at the threads, it will unravel. So instead, I call upon our MacFest audience to instead decide. If you think Amy and Fanshawe, and therefore Elizabeth, is in the right, I would like you to applaud now. Okay, this is going to be a tough one, I think. If you think Phil and Ben, and therefore Peter, had the best case, applaud now. There we go.
Harry, I take it back. It is not 2019.
No way.
It's like the Ten Commandments. That's where I was going with that.
Oh, I see. It works on two levels. So, next up is the quickfire round, but before that, it's the lengthy but delicious quickfire round jingle. Let's hear that jingle.
This is the quickfire round. It's a round that goes really quickly. Which is why it's baffling to most people that it has a long introduction.
They're going to have sex.
It's got a long introduction.
They're going to be fucking in ketchup, baby. Get that mayonnaise out my own baby.
We get complaints.
Get that mayonnaise out my own baby.
We get loads of letters. We get tweets and texts. People saying it's too long. Well, here's the thing. You must know the drill by now. It's a long introduction. Ooh, yes, it is. It's not our problem. We think the problem's yours. You know that this is going to happen. So here's a suggestion. Why don't you use this time to do something useful?
Do your accounts.
Here we go, do your accounts, mate. Or make a connection with another human being. Yes, there we go. If you're listening to this introduction right now, why don't you just turn to the person who sat next to you? Go on. Turn next to them and give them a little smile. There, another human being. Put your hand on their knee.
Please don't do that.
All right then, get out your phone. Get out your phone and text your auntie or your uncle. When was the last time you texted your auntie or your uncle? We never text aunties or uncles. Sorry about that, Ben. I didn't think it through. Okay. Or maybe write a poem about how much you miss a dead uncle. Anyway, do any of those things when you're listening to this intro. But either way, just get on with your life. And we, in turn, will get on with the quickfire round. Dedicated to Uncle Michael.
Lovely stuff there. So in this quickfire round, all of the answers are puns on Airbnb. So if I were to ask you what online lodging broker is also something you sit on, the answer would of course be Chairbnb. Fun, right? Instead of buzzers, I'd like you to shout out your first name. Ben and Phil, let's hear that now.
Ben.
Phil.
Tom and Amy.
Tom.
Amy.
Thank you very much. Okay, off we go. What online lodging broker is also a four-sided shape?
Tom.
Square.
Tom. Square B&B.
Yes, 2 points there. What online logic broker believes in life after love?
Oh, Tom.
Tom.
Ben.
Oh.
Share B&B.
Shaggy
answered that question.
What online logic broker is also shit, fuck, piss, wank?
Oh, Amy.
Amy.
Swear B&B.
Swear B&B is right. What online logic broker is there an extra one of?
Oh, Tom. Amy.
I'm going to give it to Phil there.
Spare B&B.
Spare B&B is right. What online logic broker is also cuddly and has names like
Amy.
Bedtime...
Teddy Bear B&B.
It's not Teddy Bear B&B. Phil.
Oh, Bear B&B.
Has names like Bedtime, Birthday, Fun Time.
Care Bear B&B.
It's Care Bear B&B, Clarky, yes. What online lodging broker is also the lyric that Charlie XCX sings before she tells us that she loves it?
Phil. Yeah, B&B.
Amy.
Not Yeah, B&B.
I don't care, B&B.
What online lodging broker was in West Philadelphia, born and raised?
Tom. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air B&B.
Absolutely. What online lodging broker is also the prison guard, later the police officer in Les Miserables?
Tom.
Javert
B&B.
You know nothing of Javert. I was born inside a jail, such a strong singer. What online lodging broker is also a cool type of sneaker?
Tom. Train Airbnb.
Not Train Airbnb, Phil.
Nike Airbnb.
It's Nike Airbnb. What online lodging broker was also a creepily religious number one single for Cliff Richard?
Tom. Saviour's Day B&B.
No, it's not Saviour's Day. Ben.
Mr. Yes. Tom and Wyan B&B.
It's not Mr. Tom and Wyan B&B. It is, of course.
Tom.
Yes.
The Millennium Prayer B&B.
What online lodging broker is also... also might precede the word slam down.
Oh, Amy.
Amy.
Flatshare B&B.
Those are our questions. That was our time. But before we hear the final scores, Amy and Phil, have you got anything you need to plug?
Oh, I'm doing a show here tomorrow, not for the radio audience.
Sure.
At 5 o'clock. And then in London, I do a podcast called What Women Want, which we do at the Soho Theatre. Please come.
Yeah, definitely go. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Phil?
Can I plug another podcast?
Yeah, of course you can.
This American Life.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
Guys, it's wonderful.
I've also just started a podcast with Pierre Novelli called The Bud Pod, and it's even less prepared than this.
What? Okay, and of course, for the people at home, you know, donate, Patreon, all that kind of stuff. So, producer Gwyn, let's hear the final score. I've got no idea how this is going to go. This is going to be interesting.
So Ben and Phil have 23.5. But Tom and Amy have 32.5.
Oh! So Ben and Phil get to book the Airbnb whilst Tom and Amy get to stay in it with me. We'll soon find out how I got managed to maintain that half-star rating. Thanks to our guests, Amy Annette and Phil Wang. See you next time on Let's Slam Down!
Ding, ding, hustle, bustle, 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 ding.
Wowee, there we have it. Another top episode from the golden pen of Clark, Parry and Crosby.
Ding, ding, hustle, bustle. Ding, ding, hustle,
ding, ding, hustle, bustle.
It's a real earworm.
If you enjoyed that, don't forget to use the hashtag ding, ding, hustle, bustle.
Yeah.
And chat to us on Twitter. We're also doing a few more live shows. If you enjoy listening, I'm afraid so, Tom. Sorry, mate. This is more news for Tom than it is for anybody else.
Yeah, this is how we break it.
Hit me with it. Where and when?
Okay, so we're going to be doing the End of the Road Festival.
Yes.
That's a good festival. 30th of August.
Yeah.
And we're doing it at midday.
Midday, yeah. So we would love as many Pappy's Flatshare Slam Down fans who are going to be at that festival to come and watch us, because we've done, yeah, I mean, you've heard them before. We've done gigs at festivals that aren't Mac, and it's always been a shitstorm.
Oh,
so guys,
yes.
Get down there, show us lots of love. We want lots of people shouting gold, gold, gold.
Great.
We're also doing the London Podcast Festival in London.
Oh, the London one.
The London Podcast Festival.
Oh, I love the London Podcast Festival.
It's in London. If you live in London, or if you're willing to travel,
London.
Hop on the Tron.
Where's he gone? He's gone to London. I've gone to London.
If you've not been to London before, it really is a fantastic city.
That's where actually where you're from.
That's where I'm from. I'm from London.
You're from London?
I'm from London. Well, from Bromley.
Oh, from Brom.
From Brom. If you've not been to London before, it's a fantastic city. The streets are paved with gold.
It has Madame Tussauds.
Famously, it has Madame Tussauds. So
which is where famous people go to stand still.
Exactly. Yeah.
They just go to have a little rest.
They switch off, don't they? Yeah.
They're always bloody on the move.
A little bit of downtime.
They go to Madame Tussauds and they just have a little... They stay still for a while.
So that Hitler
That Hitler?
Is Hitler.
They said he went to South America.
What?
They were wrong.
He went to Swords.
The South America of London.
Stood next to
Rod Stewart. Yeah, they get on famously. Oh. Producer Emma doesn't know what to make of that.
No.
I don't know.
Not a massive fan.
I enjoyed it.
I did too.
Oh, Adolf, I wish I'd never seen your face. You made a first class fool out of me. Anyway, we could do our Rod Stewart parody
all day.
But we should tell you the date of the gig instead.
The 8th of September.
It is the 8th of September. So gosh. 8th of September, we're going to be at the London Podcast Festival. 30th of August, we're going to be at the End of the Road Festival. But most importantly, we are always going to be in your ear canal and in your week every single week. If you enjoy the show, leave us a review on iTunes.
Or just tell a friend to listen.
Absolutely. We love it when people when we see people replying on Twitter for like, you know, what a good podcast to listen to, and people recommend us. We always enjoy that. Because obviously, we don't just want your money. We want your love.
Mm. And your ears.
We especially want your ears.
We want to harvest them ears.
Lend us your ears. Okay, well, well, you know what? Sometimes you run out of steam. So to play us out.
Here is Rod Stewart.
Here is Rod Stewart.
Singing to Adolf Hitler.
Baby Adolf, don't leave me here in the bunker alone. And now stay tuned for the patron Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call. Cheers, everyone.
Bye. Will you please be upstanding for the Neighbourhood Watch Patreon roll call? All you need is love.
Let's not do any more of that because we'll get sued.
What? Talking.
He really is going to go far. It's Marcus Sanigar.
Well played, Stuart Dade.
He's... See, I had one for Sanigar.
Do you want to do Sanigar again?
No, it's fine. Mate, seriously, have I got one for this guy? Of course I have. Of course I've got one. I'm just trying to ramp up the tension a little bit.
It's working.
He's got a flat cap on.
Oh no.
I didn't have one, guys. It's Matt Watson. Oh no, Matt Watson has got a flat cap on. It doesn't make any sense. Oh,
he really can't stoop any lower. It's Lee Mower.
I like his quiff. It's Edward Smith.
Oh, rock and roll, my baby.
Rock and roll, my baby.
Rock and roll, my baby. It's Edward Smith. Rock and roll, my baby. It's Rosa Marvel. Good name, though, Rosa Marvel.
Tricky
this one for Clarkie.
It is a little bit, isn't it? Well, rock and roll, my baby.
Oh, no.
It's Jack Sota.
Rock and roll all the way back to me. It's Mike D.
Mike D.
Mike D.
From the Beastie Boys. Who just let out that loud and fragrant pop? Well, it was Laura Sharp.
Oh, no.
Should we have a break, though, because it feels like we've done loads?
Is the reason you want to have a break, Clarky? I tell you, we'll have a break off this next name, shall we, Clarky?
Yeah. Let's do the next one, though. Shall we, Clarky?
Well, they bury themselves in sand. It's Boudicca Woodland.
That concludes today's Neighbourhood Watch Rock and Roll Call.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.